was loud. Anyways, welcome to the Wisecrack podcast. What's happening?
Going good. You excited for the Avatar 2 movie?
Here's the thing. When the first movie came out,
yeah,
it was cool, you know, like the VFX was great. But let's be real, there's no story to it, is there?
I mean, I actually have not watched the first movie and I'm directly watching the second movie, so I do not know what to expect.
Like, my friends watched it, they're like, mid. I was like, that's expected. Like, at that time, the VFX was great. Yeah. Now, every second Marvel movie has that VFX, so I probably won't be watching it.
Yeah. But
let's see.
Right, so I'm actually going in 2 days.
Okay.
So,
I guess in the next episode, we'll know what to say about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so to start off, I mean, we already started off, but Liver King.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
So his email, an email of him talking about, I mean, about him taking steroids was leaked. And in his videos and different social media, he openly discouraged the use of steroids.
Yeah, he did. He went on the Impulsive podcast and
yeah,
was like, steroid is like absurd or some shit like that, he said. And this is like those memes of like the tum tarum tarum the directed by Robert D. Dow type movement.
Yeah.
But oh, by the way, for the people at home, who's Liver King?
Liver King is a fitness, I'm not sure if influencer is the right word, but I mean, he sort of
influenced people.
Yeah, so like he's basically a fitness figure on over multiple different social media platforms, and he's known as the Liver King because he highly advocates eating like raw liver or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen his Instagram posts of like raw meat. I'm like, yeah, brother, you're gonna die from like some disease, bro. Cook your food.
Yeah.
So he was a big advocate of like the natural human form and, you know, the primal instincts of human beings. Eat raw food. Apparently, he didn't bath or something. He was against bathing, I guess. I think he said that in one of his podcasts of, I've not showered for a whole week. Or he doesn't shower with soap. One of that thing. Again, I'm not sure. It's something like that. I don't know if it was not showering at all or was it showering without soap. It's one of those things.
How does that make you more like, I mean, humanly or that's just weird.
See, that's the thing. Like, for us right now, the two of us, we watch any of his clips, it's like, yeah, we're calling bullshit in the first 2 seconds. But I know there's some 8-year-old somewhere in his parents' bedroom looking at that going, I want to be this guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, this kid is, I feel sad for him. He's going to be bullied in school.
Yeah, maybe.
So the whole controversy was obviously him saying, him promoting the whole natural human body and like, you know, primal instincts and doing steroids. So his fans are going to think that he worked hard for what he did, which he may have, but it's coupled with steroids. So there's no way you can be all natural and get that. So
yeah, so it's like people who use steroids, like if you see them once, you immediately will, maybe not like 100% sure, but you immediately get an idea that, okay, this guy may be taking, you know, some little extra juice. But
like, there are some actors you can see which, like, it's not fully on steroids. They work out as well. They may take a little steroids for a little bump, which may not be that noticeable. But this dude, you look at his photo, you know, bro has, like, 2 balloons shoved down his hands or some stuff. Like, it's evident.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I think Joe Rogan, I don't think he ever had him on his podcast, but there's one where the guest talks about Liver King.
Yeah.
And Joe goes, that guy's 100% on steroids. No doubt. He saw one photo and called the bullshit out.
Yeah. And like, especially people who openly are on steroids, they will immediately know because they take steroids, they know how it works. So,
like, here's the thing: I personally am not against. Like, I wouldn't do it. Like, me as a person would never take steroids, but I'm not against people who do it.
Hmm.
Like, I'm all for artificially augmenting the human body. Like, do it if you want to do it, do it. But the only problem I had was him saying he's all natural and doing steroids. That's fake advertisement. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, like. I know multiple, I actually follow multiple fitness again, I don't really know if influencer is the right word, but like multiple fitness influencers who do take steroids, but they don't hide it. They say, yes, I take steroids and they look sick. Like, I respect them, but like if they did not say that they took steroids and not just did not say, but also told others that they were
all natural.
I'm all natural, then yeah, those are the kind of people that like, I hate.
I draw a parallel to, like, in singing. People who can sing properly, like Taylor Swift, Beyonce, all of them, who can do that proper vocal range stuff.
Yeah.
And people who use autotune.
Right.
Like, everyone knows Uzi uses autotune. Everyone knows... I mean, my music is not out yet. Speaking when it comes out, people.
Yes.
Broski. But I use autotune, obviously. Like, I can't sing for shit. To save my life, I can't sing.
Yeah.
But it's like, imagine someone says they don't use autotune. Yeah. And they do. That's just false marketing. Yeah. If you say you use autotune, you have a respect. And people sing natural, they have their own respect. You're not in the same league, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's like when you say you're all natural singing and using autotune, is you're just cheating your audience, aren't you?
Yeah. And you don't really gain anything out of it anyways. Cause like,
exactly.
You clout. Will end up messing up at some point in time.
Just you will be caught. Yeah.
Like some mail will get leaked or something like that. And then you'll kind of mess everything up. So,
I mean, how do you think you get away with it, right? Like Joe just looked at one photo of him and called him out.
Yeah.
Like, you're just tricking people in the moment, and that's going to go in, like, 2 months, I guess, if you're lucky.
Yeah, I mean, but no, the Liver King kept it going for a long time, actually.
But he was not in the spotlight as much as he is now.
Actually, yeah, that is there as well.
Because when you come in the spotlight, let's be real, I think one of our unreleased episodes, we spoke about this, that if you're in the spotlight, there'll be as much fans you have that many haters. They will want you out of that.
Yeah.
So, if even the chance that they think you're on steroids, they will call it out even if it's not true.
Yeah.
So, imagine if it is true. You screw.
Yeah. And then, if you do take steroids and you openly do say so as well, it's benefit for you in multiple ways. First is you're respected as someone who takes steroids and you still look big and you're not called out for that. And two, you're not lying, man. Like, come on. Why?
Because your audience will be fake. I mean,
yeah. And yeah. Especially when you're an influencer, fitness influencer, you're basically trying to change someone else's life, but you're lying about your own life.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
It's like, imagine Andrew Tate was a broke guy who didn't have a Bugatti calling others broke. Like, no one's going to listen to you. It's because he has a real Bugatti and stuff, he can make fun of them. I mean, I'm not respecting Andrew Tate, I'm not hating on him, but just putting it out there. But yeah, that's the Liver King debacle.
Okay, so next on what we wanted to discuss today. On Reddit, I recently saw a clip of Elon Musk's son. He has some weird name, like freaking X or something.
158281017, yeah, let's go.
Oh shit, you've memorized that?
No, that's just my password or some shit.
Oh wait, what? Your password?
I didn't tell for what, but...
Okay, bleep it out. Bleep it out.
No, bleep it out. Leave it in. I dare you people, hack it. Hack my accounts.
Okay, so... Yeah, so basically, Little X or something like that. That's what was in the caption. So basically, he was stalked by someone and there's a clip of that on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I have two ways of seeing this, okay? One thing is, yes, it's not nice and the Musk family probably is in danger. But the second thing is, in the clip, Elon Musk's son is driving an electric car, mm-hmm. which is not a Tesla. Oh. It's a Hyundai something.
Okay, here's my thoughts on that, right?
Right.
Like, let's say, I don't know who's the CEO of Gucci or whatever.
Right.
Let's say that guy is wearing freaking Nike.
Yeah.
Is that really a shade on Gucci? Like,
I mean, no.
Because I'm a huge advocate for electric cars, obviously.
Right. Yeah, I love electric cars.
But if I had the money, I wouldn't buy a Tesla. I would go for like a Dodge Charger or something. The second car might be a Tesla.
Right.
But I like that muscle power.
Right.
Forever, I'll advocate for Teslas, but I might go for that first.
Yeah. It's like same here. For like a daily driver, maybe I would go for a Tesla. But like if I want like a, you know, like a show off car kind of, I'd go for like a, you know, the petrol.
Because there is a difference, right? You hit that gas, you feel that vroom. That's a whole different vibe. I mean, but you said this. A parallel I drew was on Twitter, someone got called out. I forgot who. I think it was some tech reviewer.
Yeah.
He said, so he's talking shit about Apple, obviously. But the post was Twitter for iPhone.
I see.
Like, how you're talking shit about Apple while using it.
Yeah.
It could have been as satire, like he did that on purpose. But yeah. I think there's a photo of a Microsoft presentation going on where they're using a MacBook. It happens. I mean, it's not that deep is what I think.
Yeah.
Like if I had a clothing brand.
Yeah,
I'd still wear Nike. Like, Nike's still great. doesn't mean I'm saying mine is shit. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think. Like, you can use it's a different story if he was, like, saying Tesla sucks.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't have to, right? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's where I stand. But
yeah, like, different things have their own different strengths. So it doesn't really make sense to, like, just say one just is the worst ever and, like, only use this or only use that. So, like,
yeah, I just think it's not that deep. Like,
yeah,
the media will obviously blow it out of proportion. Yeah. Like,
okay, now, lucky you said that. The next point I wanted to discuss today was Elon Musk. I think yesterday or day before, he was, like, flexing his media muscle, and he banned, like, not banned, he suspended multiple media groups on Twitter.
Have I ever said I love this guy? Okay, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So I actually saw this on the news, and I was like, first of all, I was like, double-minded. Like, am I supposed to like this? Am I supposed to hate this? Like, because for once, who knows? Maybe the news is all a lie.
In 2022, like in the 90s, you could say the newspaper never lies and all that shit. Today, it's pretty much newspaper always lies. Like, whatever they say, turn it down 3 notches. That's the truth.
Yeah.
So let me get this right. He banned like CNN or something like that. Like,
yeah,
that type.
I'm not sure which ones he banned, but yeah, like, yeah. Media personality.
But that type.
Yeah.
Like the channel itself. Not a reporter, but the channel itself.
I'm actually not sure. Okay. But basically, it involved in media kind of people.
And they were reporting that on news?
Yes.
They were whining like little babies. Like, oh, Dad Elon deleted our accounts. But sorry, yeah. What's the problem in that? Because the media will throw shade at Twitter, YouTube, every chance they get.
Yeah.
So I'm not against them. Like, it's their hustle, obviously. Like, they can't report on boring shit, and fun shit doesn't happen all the time. So obviously they have to report on the most, like, let's say I spill this, for the listeners at home, I have an energy drink in my hand. Let's say I just spill it on the floor right here. If I was, like, super famous, there was media coverage here, they would be like, oh my god, sticky floors could cause a big tripping hazard, he wants to kill babies. Like, 100%, that's what they do. I'm not hating them, but it is cringe. Like,
that's actually a sick example. That's pretty much exactly what they do,
bro. But like, yeah. Okay, sorry, we're going a little off topic, but yeah, what are your thoughts on Facebook? Do you think Facebook is relevant today?
As of today, I actually have no clue right now, because I have a Facebook account, but I actually, the only reason I made a Facebook account is because I was playing a game which required a Facebook account for you to back up and save your progress. So I was like, you know what, let's create a Facebook account. So after that, I've literally never touched it.
So I also made a Facebook account, obviously. Like, I just went on it because people were using it. Obviously, my first, I think, social media I made was Instagram.
Yeah, same here. My first,
but the UI is great. Facebook UI is shit.
Yeah. Even though both of them are run by the same company.
Even though, yeah. But I think Facebook now is just like the old people on it.
Yeah, Facebook is like a old people app.
Like, I think the app Facebook is going to die soon, which is why Mark is like dumping millions into the metaverse thing, hoping that will blow up. So on Facebook as well, like, my mom is like the typical fake news outlet, like, I mean, she doesn't spread it, but I often catch her reading, like, you know, those cringy things of scientists have discovered how to make babies without you know, putting them in the womb. What does this mean for the humankind? I'm like, shut up, fam, because every 2 weeks you're gonna get the same report.
Yeah,
if you go on like Google News, which is one of the worst news outlets, I'm not gonna hate, like, lie, like, the Google News homepage, every 2 weeks there's gonna be an asteroid that's gonna kill Earth. Like, the first time I read that, I was like, shit, why isn't everyone talking about it? Because every 2 weeks it comes up. Like, some asteroid comes in the vicinity of our solar system, they're going to say the same thing.
Yeah, and actually, I was actually watching something about this yesterday, and do you know approximately how many kilometers vicinity refers to?
No.
Millions of kilometers. Yeah. Like, millions. Like, 10 million kilometers away is like, excuse me, Mr. Asteroid?
Like, yeah. And it's always like that. So my mom was telling me, like, did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Like, they're making babies without that. I'm like, so what you just read may be true, because they can't lie outright, obviously. There'll be a lawsuit. But that's like a prototype in, like, some college in, like, freaking some street in Massachusetts or some shit. It's like one school project that has maybe a 2% chance of working.
Yeah.
It's a good theory. It may work out one day. Today it's useless, because if it was that big, there was no way you'll miss it. It's not like you found news, you'd not miss it.
Yeah.
It's like Neuralink. Like, when you're testing on monkeys, you wouldn't miss it. It's on everyone's faces.
Yeah.
Some prototype somewhere, you don't have to worry about it.
Especially when it's not already in practice yet. It's
yeah. Like, because everyone's going to keep trying something, dude. Like, I can be like, I poured red water into water in some other cup of water and say that's freaking blood now, because I'll add some sugar into it and that's basically glucose or some shit. But technically, yeah. It might work. Might.
Yeah.
Might also kill you, but I'm not addressing that part.
Yeah.
Ooh, I found how to replicate blood. Blowed out of proportion. That's what the media does. I don't hate them for it, but it's the stupid people who believe that I have a problem with. Because the media is going to do that regardless.
Yeah.
You are falling for it.
Okay, so now in this preview... Okay, sorry, ADHD moment again. But like, you mentioned the metaverse.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on the metaverse?
Oh. Okay, so... Again, that also... Obviously, there's a blown out of proportion, which may be true, but is not right now. Which is... All of us are going to live our lives there, basically. Like a second life. Will that ever be true? You've seen the movie Ready Player One.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen it, but I do know about it.
Yeah. So for the viewers who've not, or listeners who've not watched it or read it, I think it's a book as well. Who the hell reads books? Anyways, sorry.
Me. I read books.
I mean, I read books, but when there's a movie out.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's a movie and a book of the same thing, I would anytime choose the movie.
Yeah. Like, I know the book probably will have more enhanced details. Features and stuff. I'm just going for that. I can't lie, I can't read that book.
Yeah.
Like, I can't read fiction for too much. Like, my brain is like, move on, woman, move on, do something. Sorry, anyways.
Yeah.
Ready Player One. So, in that, basically, it's like, the whole world revolves around this one game, and, like, a lot of implications of what happens in the game happens in the real world.
Yeah.
We'll never reach that, let's be real. Because, at one time, Fortnite had... potential, like people were talking about it, because concerts going on, Travis performing there, like, you know, is this going to be the next place where kids hang out? Is playgrounds irrelevant? They are doing some new things now, but they're not as relevant as they were. Valorant sort of came up, that is also sort of going away now. Like, games are never gonna have, or it may, I don't want to be that stupid kid who doesn't believe in things, but I don't see it becoming that relevant that people live there. There could be like maybe Ninja, who spends like 6 hours in a game, which is his profession. I don't think nobody else could do that. So metaverse, as per that, I think it could work. Like, as a very in-depth game, like shooting will be like you have a real sort of, not a real gun, but like a controller-based gun that you're holding in your hand, and it's based on your physical skills, which will matter in the game.
Yeah.
But like, the thing is now, the whole, if metaverse was to be there, it was. Like, a big part of it was relying upon NFTs.
Yeah.
And now I feel NFTs have a bad tag associated to it just because of the scams.
Yeah, like, 50% of the people in the world don't even know what NFTs are. And then of the other 50%, probably only 10% actually buy or sell or do it. And of that, only like 0.0005% of the people actually are doing it successfully.
Here's the thing, right? When it came out, it was a big boom. Everyone was like, this is the new hot thing. I want to do it. And obviously, the scammers took advantage of it.
Yeah.
And people bought into it. I mean, I'm not saying like some generic people, like KSI lost like millions in it.
Yeah.
So like, the whole concept of NFTs now is associated to scams.
Yeah.
So like, I think if NFTs can get over that part of like, we're a scam.
Yeah.
And use it as a digital product in games to buy in-game items. Metaverse could work, but otherwise seems bleak for Facebook.
Yeah. And you were mentioning that in a game, like a shooter game, you have a controller-based weapon, and your physical skills matter. But the whole point of the metaverse is your physical skills don't matter, because you're like, or at least that's what my understanding is. I don't know. I may be wrong, but like,
yeah, I mean, I don't think I've seen a presentation of that, but this is what I would like in the metaverse. Like, your physical moving shooting skills matters, because and like shooting games, moving a thumb shouldn't matter as much. but yeah, it could be the other way around also, like controllers as well. But I like the metaverse. Like I'd use it.
Yeah.
I think more than the whole VR thing of you just being in the digital world, I personally think augmented reality will have more effect.
Yeah.
Like AR will be like the new phones. Like everyone uses it. That's our direct connection to the internet. VR is like the gaming kids.
Yeah.
Like there's a specific niche for that, is what I think.
And I also think like the technology we have right now is not a. I may not be right. I'm probably wrong on this, but like we probably don't even have enough like infrastructure and resources and the technology to like support full scale VR for like something which actually feels like more real life than real life.
Yeah, that's true. Because first off, for any like that kind of instantaneous VR and that size, you'll need 5G. Which, let's be real, it's not real. It's not there right now.
Yeah.
Like, whatever we call 5G now is basically 4G plus. It's 4G waves just getting prioritized.
Yeah.
And in some states where there is 5G, I would recommend watching MKBHD's video on this.
Yeah.
Where, unless you're in, like, direct proximity, like, it's in front of me, the router, I get 5G speeds.
Yeah.
I put a book in between me and the router, it's gone.
It stops. Yeah, I actually watched that video too. It's actually really interesting. You should definitely watch it before investing in 5G. Shout out.
For sure. Shout out to MKBHD. So we're only close in the 5G space.
Yeah.
And let's say hardware support. Like this is the Oculus Rift which you can use, which is by Facebook, I think. I think Facebook bought Oculus.
I am not.
Okay, I think so.
But yeah, probably.
There's some other company which is by Microsoft, who has a sort of AR class, but it's like 7 lakhs Indian rupees.
Yeah.
So let's be real, nobody's buying that.
Yeah.
Unless it's for a project, like by a university or by a company, nobody's buying that.
Or like some full-time gamers who like make significant amounts of money off of their gaming.
And that also, I think that's like a subscription to access things in that also.
Yeah.
And it's very, we are in the infancy of it. It won't take as much as it took for computers, I think, because computers took like 20 years to evolve to where it is now.
Yeah.
I think it'll take lesser.
Yeah, because we already have computers to support the...
Yeah. But it being a part of day-to-day life, maybe it might take around 15 years, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But I think it'll happen in our lifetimes.
Yeah. But even
unless,
if it
like,
is...
I die tomorrow. Sorry.
But even if it is part of our like, day-to-day life, like, why would anyone want to use it? Because...
Oh, I'm talking about AR, by the way, not VR.
Oh, AR. Yeah, VR. I was talking about VR.
Oh, sorry.
Like, if VR is going to be something that everyone is using and it gives you, like, an extra life or whatever. But, like, how would VR, like, you know, like, satisfy your daily needs? Like, how would you eat on AR? You have to eat in the real world.
Yeah, so, again, I don't think virtual reality will be like that.
Yeah.
I think augmented reality has a chance. Like,
yeah.
Imagine doing a video call where it's like Tony Stark tech. Like you look to the right, you can see the person there, but he's sort of a hologram.
Yeah, that I think that's going to like take off really well.
That's what I think. AR glasses will be like how everyone has phones. That's going to be our connection into the internet.
Yeah.
VR is going to be like a niche, like a very specific group of people who are into that will do that.
Yeah. I actually would invest more on AR than on VR. Because 100%. AR, there's like actual applications for it. Like, say, suppose I'm using AR,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just sitting here, I'm looking at you,
yeah.
and I can see my podcast points on that or something that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to look away at another screen or like, something like that. And as I think of something, like, if, I don't know.
You're plugged into Neuralink as well.
Yeah, I'm probably just fantasizing here, but, like, as you think of something, you can, like, write it down on that or something, and... Like, I see lots of application for AR, but very, very specific and little application for VR.
Yeah, VR, that's what I think. Like, maybe some gamers who are, like, too into it.
Yeah.
I think movies has a good chance of using VR.
Yeah.
Like, we have 3D and 4D. I think now we have those movement-controlled ones. I don't know what it's called. So, as I was saying, movies has a good chance, I think, in the future of VR.
Yeah.
But I don't see VR being a day-to-day activity for all of us. AR, possibly. But yeah, speaking of Fortnite, I mean, that was a while ago, but speaking of Fortnite,
Mr. Beast, I don't know if you've seen this already, but Mr. Beast is organizing, so to begin with, he got his own character and like stuff like that, and
the Mr. Beast skin.
Yeah, his own skin and an emote, I think, and like stuff like that. And he's obviously partnering with Epic Games, right?
I'm not sure.
Okay, basically with the company. Yeah, Epic Games. The company that makes Fortnite, he's partnering with them. And he's doing a $1 million challenge. A $1 million challenge.
I mean, it's Mr. Beast.
He's organizing a $1 million challenge on Fortnite. So, guys, any of you play Fortnite? Come on, you can do it.
I think by the time this podcast goes live, it's probably going to be over.
Oh shit! Right. Okay. Anyways, if this ends up coming out before the challenge, then cool. But yeah, if you're hearing this afterwards, then
bad luck.
Yeah,
subscribe to us so we can start making more podcasts.
Yes,
and a more frequent time.
Yeah.
But yeah, the like I heard about that because Simon Miniminta from the Sidemen,
yeah,
he was playing a game trying to go up the leaderboard.
Yeah,
I don't think he made a video on the live thing. Like, there was a like a trial, you could try and play.
Yeah.
In what would, like, it's like a training course.
Yeah.
Which, it wouldn't matter in the final match, but it's like training for that. He played that, I think he reached like third place and went back down and went back up to third. Seems tough, because literally everyone's gonna be after it. It's like, this is basically Squid Game, to be honest. It's virtual Squid Game. You're killing people to get money. Yeah. But yeah. At this point, I think Mr. Beast, like, anything he does, I'm gonna expect $1 million.
Yeah.
Like, if I ever meet him, we're having a coffee and he's like, I bet you can't drink 2 cups of that, I'm just by default gonna assume I get $1 million if I do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his brand, basically. Do this, I'll just flood you with money.
Yeah. And you know the good part about him flooding people with money with these challenges is, mm-hmm, he gains a bigger audience doing that, and then the money he makes off of that, he can then directly reinvest into his channel and to his, like, his charity and stuff like that. So
yeah, I respect that about him. Like, everything he makes, he puts it back into his company. Or, I mean, not company, but
yeah,
his
company, Mr. Beast. Yeah,
yeah,
company.
Like, nowadays some of his videos seem a little more produced, but I think even then you can see that. Like, I don't like too much scripted stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if someone is like, hello guys, today I will be talking about, like, oh man, I can't listen to that. I cannot.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I like the Sidemen, actually, because obviously they have a plan throughout the video, but it's mostly off script. It's like,
yeah,
the way we do this podcast, we have a title, like, we might talk about the Liver King.
Yeah.
Like, literally, both of our notes were basically Liver King.
Yeah.
That's it. And we,
yeah, like, actually, it just says one Liver King. That's all it says.
And then we talk about it and see where the conversation goes naturally. Like, I can't do the scripted thing. I hate the scripted thing.
Yeah. And it just sounds really unnatural. Like, you immediately know that it's scripted and just sounds weird.
Yeah. Even if it's your true thoughts. I don't know why I have a problem with that. But Mr. V's videos for a while, it seemed like that. I mean, not his newer ones, but...
I actually just remembered something. There's this Russian YouTuber, I think it's A2 or A3, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's either A2 or A3. So he is like the Russian Mr. Beast, but the budget version.
So okay, I should check him out.
Yeah. So basically, Mr. Beast and a bunch of other creators tweeted that, like, he basically is not the good type of budget. Like, he scales down everything and copies everything. Basically, like, exact same thumbnails, but, like, different faces, and, like, all that kind of stuff. So,
but is it working, though?
It's working, but not in the good way. Like, people are not enjoying it. People are watching it and hating it, but mm-hmm, it does work, because to hate it, you have to watch it.
Because that's the thing. I don't think copying will get you far, like, unless you can do it better than Mr. Beast, which I doubt.
Yeah, I mean, until Mr. Beast dies, I would bet my entire life on Mr. Beast being the best YouTuber.
Like, here's the thing, right? Mr. Beast did Last Step Out of the Circle, gets 10,000 or something.
Yeah.
Like, a couple years ago. Fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a decent 100,000 subscriber YouTuber could try to do that, getting a sponsor and stuff. great. How are you going to top his next video? He's last to take a hand off a Lamborghini wins. You ain't got that kind of money, bro.
Yeah.
Let's say someone else copies that. Private jet. Screw you, fam. Bro made a Hollywood level set to make Squid Games. You are not copying that, let's be real.
And his CGI, the
yeah, yeah.
For those who haven't watched it, go ahead and watch it. It's sick. Shout out Mr. Beast.
But, I mean, I doubt someone's not watched Mr. Beast and is watching us.
Yeah, but like, so basically, even the CGI was actual movie grade, cinema grade CGI. It looks so freaking good. I actually didn't know it was CGI until I heard him say it was CGI in a podcast, and I watched
the video
of the person who made the CGI for him. I watched his YouTube video. Until then, I did not know it was CGI. I was like, how the heck is he making such perfect sets?
Oh, by CGI, I don't mean it's fake.
It's all real. The play was also real. Yeah, it's just they added extra
effects. Like in the glass bridge one.
Yeah.
It's not actually like, it looks like it's like a deep fall.
Yeah.
It's not actually that length.
Yeah, you just fall like 3 feet.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only CGI, like that, maybe the background removal, it's green screens. But the game and all was obviously real.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I think. You can't fake, like, anything for that matter. Like, name some of the, like, famous YouTubers or someone.
Mm.
Let's say Dude Perfect. Trick shots.
Right.
You can try to make trick shots, unless you have your unique thing, which is totally different to them.
Yeah.
Why would people watch you?
Over Dude Perfect.
Exactly.
Like, they started the whole thing. So, like, obviously, you'd want to
like,
watch
I think
them.
Trick shots itself, there are different things you can do.
Yeah.
But if you're copying exact, like, let's say he did one of throwing CD into a drive.
Yeah.
And a whole video out of that. You cannot top that. If you do the exact same thing, no one's going to look at you. Because you have that brand of you are copying them.
Yeah.
So I don't think, like, copying will ever work.
Hmm.
Like, that's the thing, right? Like, let's say we're trying to, what's a good point? Joe Rogan. I don't listen to much Joe Rogan. I get him on my YouTube Shorts clips. That's what I listen to him.
Yeah, same here. I see him on clips, and if I find like an interesting podcast, like with a personal, like a personal favorite figure, then I just watch the entire podcast. Otherwise, I don't really.
Oh, that's interesting. So I'm gonna say this again, like not again, but I'm gonna say put this out there. It's very different if you have a podcast listening user base or a audience.
Yeah,
because there's the whole attention span decreasing of this generation, because Shorts is like 15 seconds and that's the attention span, whereas podcast goes up to like 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm one of them. Like, I don't listen to two podcasts. Like, I can't do that. I can't do 1 hour listening session.
Yeah,
because I need stuff up. Like, even a YouTube video, if I'm watching, I'm doing something parallel to that.
Yeah, same here. When I'm doing podcasts, I'm like working out or just doing homework or something like that.
That's why I think we should do clips.
Yes.
People, follow us, subscribe, all that stuff, so we can get to like studio level stuff.
Yeah.
So we can make clips and get more viral content out of that. But yeah, sorry. What are you talking about?
What were we talking about?
Mr. Beast Fortnite, you can't copy Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Right, okay, so now the next point I have is, wait, you follow boxing, right? Little bit. Did say that in an unreleased podcast episode.
Oh, by the way, for people at home, when we say unreleased, we have a little, we have a set of episodes which are unreleased just in case, because we're not doing this full time, obviously. So when we have exams and stuff, we won't be able to balance this out with the exam timing.
Yeah.
So obviously we can't leave you people hanging. So we are recording podcasts that can go out then.
Yeah.
Like when we really can't be recording new episodes. We have a couple episodes in storage. So, I mean, subscribe. Why wouldn't you? Follow us. There's never going to be a shortage of episodes, obviously.
Yeah.
Unless the world ends.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I'm not looking forward to that, but
I should stop doing that.
Right. Yeah. So basically, you follow few boxers. So I follow a large amount of boxers, because I'm a huge boxing fan. Like, so recently I'm not sure if he's still the champion, but the Ryan Garcia, his name's Ryan Garcia.
I've heard.
So, yeah. So he's, I think at some point in time he was like the lightweight champion or something.
Okay.
He's like 25-1 or something.
Jeez.
So he recently announced a fight with someone else. Okay, sorry, forgive me. I forgot the name of the other guy. I think it was Tank Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it was Tank Davis, but it's most likely Tank Davis. So,
sorry for the listeners. This is how you know we don't have a script. Because, like, we research topics, but it's what we know. It's our original thought. It's not scripted. Yeah. Sorry, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So, basically, I was going to ask you, who do you think wins? But,
These two people, you could just say, like, Goat versus Rock, and I would have been like, it's as good as a coin toss for me. I know nothing about them.
Right. Yeah.
Who do I think will win? When's the game?
I actually don't know. I think it's 2023.
Oh, sometime. Long time to go. Okay. Yeah. Let's make
long time. Come on, dude. It's December 18th at the time of recording.
Shit. I don't know why I can't process that. Like, you know, there's some people who make those jokes of, like, at 31st December be like, is there a 31st or does it end 30?
There is a 31st December.
You know those people who go at 31st, see you next year? That really shocks me. Like, see, wait, what do you mean? Like, oh, jeez, just got that joke. Like, that idea of that's next, because it's tomorrow. Let's be real. Just say tomorrow. Don't piss me off. Shit, it's 2023, bro. For me, from 2020 to, like, now, has been like a YouTube ad.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Like, I wish I could skip it, but shit, it's huge.
Yeah.
Like, those unskippable freaking 25-second ads. Okay, so, who'll win? What's one guy's name? So, I know nothing about them. This is just abstract.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go. What's one guy's name?
The boxers?
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Garcia.
Yeah, you said he's the current, or at one time, the number one.
Lightweight champion, yeah.
Wait, let me pull up photos. I want to look at them. I'm not racist. I'm just judging people's face. Judging a book by its cover.
Physique.
Yeah. Not gonna lie, Garcia seems a little fragile for Davis.
Yeah.
Because it looks like Davis has more mass. Right. Did you watch the KSI versus, what's the Mexican, Pineda or something?
Huh?
He fought two people, right? He fought two.
In the same night. Yeah. I did watch those.
What's the other guy's name? Some Pineda. I don't know. It's that... It's either Pineda or Pineda or something like that.
Yeah, go ahead.
One of them. And like KSI is, he's not fat, but you know the muscle mass he has. The other guy's just, he's a stick figure basically. That guy got beat the shit out, man.
Yeah, and he did two fights in the same night. That's like crazy.
So Swarms was supposed to be the, like, the namesake one.
Yeah.
This other guy, let me look up his name so I don't get it wrong. Okay, it's Luis Andres... Pineda, but I think it's pronounced like the, you know, the tongue roll, like,
okay,
I'm just gonna call him Lewis.
Yeah,
LAP, his initials, so LAP,
right?
So KSI versus LAP. I'll show you a photo of him, not the audience, but obviously you guys should know about that.
Yeah,
look at KSI versus this guy, fam. KSI's a beast, this guy's a stick figure.
Actually, yeah.
So, this guy's a professional boxer or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't come under YouTube boxing. Like, a proper MMA or something. So, he was supposed to be the real fight. Swarms was supposed to be the namesake YouTuber that KSI just knocks out.
Yeah.
This guy also was beat, basically. Both of them were beat.
Yeah.
So, I think this is what is happening in the Ryan versus... I'm horrible with names. What's the guy's name?
Ryan Garcia versus Tank Davis.
Davis, yeah. So, in the photos I'm seeing, Ryan looks a little...
Yeah.
Non-puffy.
Right. I mean, Ryan Garcia was light. Most likely it was lightweight, but I think Tank Davis did more than one weight class. I think he did lightweight and light. The level higher than that. Or something like that, yeah.
I know, when I look at Ryan, I can't, like... He looks like some TikToker. I've seen, like, those cringy, you know, the thirst trap type who has, like, one earring and, like, biting their lips and stuff.
Yeah, but he actually is also a YouTuber, and he was nominated for Health and Fitness, Best YouTube Channel for Health and Fitness on the Streamy Awards. And now that I started speaking about Streamy Awards...
Here we go.
Yeah, so Mr. Beast, again, Mr. Beast, he won multiple Streamy Awards I think Philanthropy, and then also Creator of the Year and stuff like that.
Obviously, I mean...
Yeah. Until he stops making content, I think he'll just be there on every Streamy, this nomination.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah.
Like, after PewDiePie, let's be real, Mr. Beast is the face of YouTube.
Yeah.
like,
and even PewDiePie is starting to go down slightly. I mean,
he's sort of retiring, by choice.
Yeah,
he's
chilling out. By going down, I don't mean like in popularity or anything, but he's just Mr. Beast is more of like the new norm than PewDiePie. At this point, kind of. Yeah,
I think in one of the new videos, PewDiePie said that as well. Like,
yeah.
I still follow PewDiePie, like I watch his videos and shit.
Yeah.
It's mostly reaction content, and he's more chill. He's like, he doesn't have that urge to make YouTube like it was in the early days. He says that. And obviously Mr. Beast is trying to push the boundaries every time he makes a video.
Yeah.
Like earlier we crushed a Lamborghini would have been the whole video.
Yeah.
Now that's the first 20 seconds of his new video.
Yeah.
He crushed a Lamborghini in like that's the thumbnail, so you'll think that's the video. That's over in like the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
After that, he's crushing much more bigger things and stuff.
It's like train in wall and train and like
my guy's making GTA in real life. But yeah, like I think now, obviously, Mr. Beast is like the face of YouTube, like YouTube's favorite child, basically.
Yeah, and I, apart from that Russian fake Mr. Beast, I think it's almost impossible to find a YouTuber like a.
A fake YouTuber.
No,
a Mr. Beast like version 2, basically.
No. Like, it's almost impossible to find a mildly successful YouTuber who hasn't already been supported by Mr. Beast. Like, Mr. Beast is, like, the forefather of YouTube. Like, almost, like, multiple channels I also follow, they have all gotten support from Mr. Beast. And Mr. Beast is, like the dad, kind of. Like
when you say that, I see the alternate Sidemen.
I think in UK it's Sidemen and in US and a few other places.
I think Sidemen, like, they don't try to make universal content.
Yeah.
They have their audience, they're just chill with that. Mr. Beast not tries to, his content is pretty much universal now that he started translating his things into multiple languages. It's like anyone watches it. It's like, who doesn't want to watch crushing a Lamborghini? Like, a 6-year-old to a 99-year-old uncle can be sure to click on that.
Yeah. Because, like, Lamborghini appeals to, like, a lot
everyone,
of
and you're crushing
pretty
it.
Much everyone, yeah.
Whereas I think like the Sidemen and all, they try to make their public ones.
Yeah.
But like in their more Sidemen channel, they have like FIFA pack openings and stuff.
Yeah.
That's not for me. Like I click it, I figure out it's pack openings. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
So it has a very, it's not very niche, but to a certain aspect, it's niche.
Right.
It doesn't appeal to everyone. The thing is, when people become a sellout, like they try to appeal to everyone and be fake about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to take names and start a controversy, obviously.
Yeah.
But you know, you might know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, who never cuss, who are very fake on camera, just to please the algorithm. Like, everything they do is for the algorithm.
Yeah.
Like, if 10 minutes is the mark, at 10, they'll stop. It's never 1 second more, 1 second below.
Yeah.
And like, pretty much all videos are sponsored because it's like, basically kid content.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're Cocomelon, that's stupid. You're a sellout.
Yeah. Okay, so now the next point is the World Cup. FIFA. Mm-hmm. You follow
football?
Or soccer?
So for
depending on where you are.
No, football.
Yeah.
Screw the soccer people. It's football. Because they call football rugby.
Yeah.
Brother, what? So here's the thing. I used to watch no sports.
Yeah.
Except for FIFA.
Right.
Like, I was not watching Arsenal and shit. Just FIFA I used to watch when it comes. Yeah. Then I stopped all sports watching or playing. Like, I was out of it.
Yeah.
Recently, I started picking up on watching clubs.
Right.
I support Arsenal because why not?
Yeah.
Like, my friend supports Arsenal.
Yeah.
So, like, he might come on the podcast soon.
Yeah. I know the guy. He's a nice guy.
So he supports Arsenal. I was like, yeah, why not? Like, I've not heard bad stuff about Arsenal. And KSI also supports Arsenal. Like, might as well just, like, you know, go with the flow, I guess.
Yeah.
So now FIFA, I'm not watching much.
Right.
I don't know why. It's just, like, I don't have time for it.
Yeah. Yeah, same here. Like, I sometimes, like, either it has to be an extremely big match or it has to be, like, a controversial match.
Got it.
Or I just watch, like, my brother sometimes, he's just like watching and I'm like, excuse me, what's the score?
Yeah, I don't know, sports never clicked with me. Like,
yeah,
like it's like when I'm playing it, it's fine, I can play.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't choose to play over something else.
Right. Like, full-on follow the main sports I follow is volleyball, boxing and F1. That's pretty much all I like. actually follow.
Got it.
Otherwise, I just like, you know, see the highlights and like, you know, because you got to be like up to date. Otherwise, your friends are going to like screw me over. But yeah.
Yeah, got it. So I don't. I'm like brain dead in this field. So what's going on in the FIFA?
I actually don't know. I think Ronaldo got beaten by, is that Morocco or something?
Was it beaten or he didn't play for some reason?
No, yeah, he was benched, and then I think in one more match he was like the entire team got like they got disqualified in like semifinals or quarterfinals or something like that.
Okay.
Guys, if you're a football fan, please excuse me. I like football, but I just don't have the mental power to follow it full on. So
yeah, I know about the Ronaldo thing because I watched one of Speed's clip.
Yeah,
like I'm gonna take the pop filter out. Listeners, take your turn down your volume.
Yeah,
what is Ronaldo? Sorry about that. You would have heard the game going up.
Yeah.
So him like screaming about shit. Where's Ronaldo?
Yeah.
That's how I know something happened to Ronaldo. I didn't even know what happened. Like, some Ronaldo is not in the game or something like that. I know.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so on this note, we would like to end the podcast. Yep. So thank you guys for watching. Like, share, subscribe. Oh, wait, but this is not on YouTube, right?
I mean, if you're listening to it on YouTube,
so
do that.
But if it's on Spotify, then follow up, rate 5 stars, please.
Hit notifications.
Yeah. And we'll catch you next time. Narottam out.
I'm just going to go by Broski because I'm trying to get that name out. So, Broski out.
Yeah, okay. See you next time, Broski. Thank you guys for watching.